Welcome to Science Utah from UPR.
The thirst for knowledge is in our genes.
Science brings out the best in us.
Time is but a stubborn illusion.
The chimpanzee is actually modifying a natural object to suit it to a specific purpose, thus making it.
We are all time travelers. Journeying together into the future.
If we don't stop the destruction of our natural world, the only home any of us will ever know, nothing else will matter.
Today's story is from UPR reporter Leslie Ferrero.
In the Jackson Lab at Utah State University, mixers were protein purification machines beep, and shakers jiggle. All with one goal, isolating and describing the bacterial immune systems known as CRISPR. Bacteria have immune systems to protect them against viruses like our own, which protects us against the flu. Information about previously encountered viruses is stored in the bacterial DNA, which in simple terms helps to kill invading viruses. When a bacteria encounters an unfamiliar virus, proteins usually insert information about this virus into the bacteria's DNA to store for future reference. It is those information-inserting proteins that scientists use in animals, plants, and fungi to change their genes for a variety of reasons. It has only been used once in humans. The most studied virus-attacking protein, Cas9, was discovered in the bacteria that causes strep throat. But there are at least five more types of bacterial immune systems being researched right now. Ryan Jackson, an assistant professor at Utah State University, is interested in CRISPR type 4.
These type 4 systems that we're trying to understand are in bacteria that grow in really weird places and are difficult to grow in the lab. So these are bacteria, but one of them grows in pH 1 conditions with heavy metals and is able to survive. The name of it tells you it's acidothiobacillus, so acido, so acid, thio, sulfur, and ferrooxidan, so it oxidizes iron to get its electrons.
So basically, this bacteria consumes sulfur and iron. What a workhorse. Obviously, Jackson couldn't keep a sulfuric acid waste pond in his lab just to study CRISPR type 4. Enter his undergraduate researchers, Rhiannon Smith and Milena Garrett, biological engineering majors at Utah State University. They decided it would be easier to study this unique bacteria by transplanting Acidothiobacillus ferrooxidan's immune system into the more manageable E. coli. This way, the weird bacteria's immune system can live in the lab.
We've had to do several cloning techniques where we've been able to get all the individual genes of the CRISPR into one single E. coli cell. And then we also have another one that has the actual spacer repeat section. And we're doing that along with a tagged gene, and we're putting all of that into one single cell, and then we're trying to express the entire protein complex.
After a year of work, Jackson, Smith, and Garrett have their model organism. Now what?
Do the components assemble? We think that the protein pieces of this immune system will come together and recruit an RNA guide used to bring this immune system to a DNA that would then get processed or cut. All that remains to be seen.
If the immune system works, then the Jackson Lab will try to map the 3D structure of the protein to better understand how it works. If all goes well, Jackson hopes that other researchers will be able to use this workhorse bacteria alteration to develop CRISPR type 4 into a gene editing tool.
Thanks for listening to Science Utah. I'm Niall Clancy. Look for Science Utah on Apple Podcasts or at upr.org.